What about the patient who presents with a simultaneous primary and metastatic disease? How often does it happen, and what's your approach to those patients?
It happens about 20% of the time, and I can tell you that the new developments in systemic chemotherapy have significantly changed the way we approach those patients. So if a patient has both metastatic disease as well as a primary in place in rectal cancer, we now start with systemic chemotherapy, both as a therapeutic as well as a diagnostic approach. And patients usually receive a few cycles. Currently, the standard is FOLFOX with bevacizumab, and we rescan them and see how they respond. And patients who do respond many times are brought to the OR, both for resection of their metastasis, whether it be liver or lung, as well as their primary in place. And what I now start to see in many of our tumor boards is that I'm starting to treat patients who I historically would not have treated with pelvic radiation. For example, a patient presents with a T3 node-positive rectal cancer and a liver and a lung metastasis. They receive preoperative chemotherapy for a few months. They respond both in their liver and their lung, as well as their primary. That patient goes on for an operation, has a wedge resection of the lung, a wedge resection of the liver, and resection of the primary. That's a patient that I would give postoperative pelvic radiation to. Now, historically, we would not have done that since it's a patient with extrapelvic metastatic disease, but what we've found is that as systemic chemotherapy has improved, patients certainly are living longer and we're willing to be much more aggressive, but only in those patients that respond. So using the systemic therapy as a selection factor for those that we want to be aggressive to. And that really has changed the way that we approach many of our patients today.